This is Twit.
You know, robots, they do great things. They pick up a can of soda and walk across the floor and hand it to you. Stick Di Bartola, by the way, no robot. Living.
Ooh, flesh.
Well, I found some robots here that do something very unique and very, very helpful. And we're going to have Mark here. Was it Mark?
Mark
is going to tell us about this guy and what he does.
So our robot here is Mehdi. And Mehdi is actually a pain coach and a physical companion for children to accompany them during a medical procedure. The results published in the journal Vaccine using randomized control trials found that Mehdi reduces pain by 50% and was able to increase vaccination rates by 10%.
So that's a clever idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
I saw one of the research papers, and they found that the company that built the robot, they just had a robotic arm, which they decorated with like eyes and things. And they found that when the robot was playing a game by himself and dropping cards, and when he would drop cards, kids in the room would say, "Oh, come on, pick it up. You can do that. It's not that hard." And they realized that the kids really enjoyed interacting to the robot that at that point was just an arm.
Right.
So they thought if we built something even more like a robot, on their own website, they have a little 1 minute video of what it's like with the robot in an actual situation. So, Josh, we could roll that other video now.
It's funny. I was looking at the arm and it's like not that big.
Hello, yeah, there. Oh, you have a medical test, too. I just had one. I'll be here with you, and we can do this together.
Okay.
Let's take a look at your arm, okay?
I know, it feels a bit...
Do I want to trust that robot? Long.
All you have to do is take a deep breath.
Can you make a fist?
It feels wet, doesn't it? Like a puppy licking your arm. We are done. This is way more fun when you do it with a friend. Give me five.
Give me $5,000. Teach the kid about the medical profession.
I don't know about this.
Is it too scary?
Just like, why couldn't a person do that? Like, why couldn't the nurse be there for the child?
The nurse is already there giving the injection.
I know. I mean,
well, yeah, but the kid's not going to like the nurse because the nurse is doing the
right
the stabbing.
Right. That's a good point. You have an object that the kid can attach to.
Exactly. Right. So, like, the robot's not there to stab the kid, or the robot's not right there to take the pulse.
Right.
The robot's just there so that you have a friend in the room.
Right, and TJ puts it well in the chat room, to get the kid's attention. So that basically the kid is not fixating on the pain.
The procedure.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. They're checking out this crazy robot that is in the room telling them about what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am fascinated by it. And you can also tell that this is the first.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, this is the first iteration. Like, some of the voice stuff was a little, you know, herky jerky.
Yes, I think he said they had like two, and they're going to build eight more. But I think down the line, and I think right now each robot is programmed for one procedure. But you can see down the line where, you know, 15 to 20 years, the robot will be Bluetooth enabled. As the kid comes in, they'll send what the child is in there for the robot.
What I'm imagining is that it doesn't look like a plastic, like athletic robot, like kind of how it looks now. It looks like a teddy bear. Like, imagine that.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
I could totally see that the next step is to really make, you know, and maybe make it even more of a companion than you walk in the room. And she was like, what the heck is this robot? Maybe it could come to the waiting room, walk to the waiting room, pick up the child, deliver the child, walk the child through it, and then say goodbye, thanks for your procedure. You know, I could really see where this is going and could understand how that would be such an experience that it would really take away from the trauma of medical procedure.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And then that's why I like this, because it's like the first step, and you can, as we were just talking, we can see where this can, you know, can go.
Right. Right.
It'll go to the place where there will be no more doctors. Just Dr. Robot.
You know, I mean, that's a very, you know, I could totally see that happening at one point in the future. That a lot of the medical procedure stuff is all data. I mean, you can basically ask the patient for symptoms, plug it into a tablet, and then have the tablet tell you what the diagnosis is.
It could be. You know, you go in and you'll say, you know, my child's here for a shot. And they'll say, no, your child got the shot. The elevator operator was really a robot and on the way up.
Right.
When your child least expected it,
right,
it got its shot.
Yeah, exactly. It's really interesting.
It's interesting, isn't
it? It's super interesting. It really does open your brain to really think about robots in the medical field. I've heard of that before, but it never really hit me what it could be used for, and that's really that great find. That's a really neat thing.
That's a fun thing
to find. Yeah, and then you look back at that, and then you look at Wowie at the balancing robots, and you kind of think, yeah, maybe there's something else that could be done.
They can do robots. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.